At this time, we will have an invocation by David Suhor.
Council President Charles Baer gaveled the meeting into session, but as David Suhor, in a black hooded robe, prepared to give the invocation, members of the gallery began drowning him out with the Lord's Prayer.
Mr. President, I'm going to wait until there's quiet in the room, please. I'd appreciate it if you could maintain order.
Baer eventually stood up and used his gavel in an attempt to quiet the audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask you to at least keep it to a low volume?
No, he's going to pronounce curses on us and you.
Then I'm going to have to ask you all to leave so that he can give his invocation.
Mr. President, may I be allowed to leave?
I can clear the chambers if I like. I don't want to have to do that.
Some left the chamber, but many remained and stayed relatively quiet when Suhor began his invocation in the form of a song.
Unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines, born of fearful minds in darkened time.
According to an email sent to WUWF from a member of the Satanic Temple, Suhor is not a member of that group. Its members are actually atheists, using a mythical Satan to encourage free will. They would prefer that no religious rituals be used at secular meetings. Many in the audience lined up to address the council in opposition to Suhor's presence at the meeting, among them Dennis Tackett.
There is sort of an unintended effect, I'm sure, of Mr. Suhor's presence over the last couple of weeks. Christians have been stirred from their sleep. We have been somewhat lukewarm, and over the last couple of weeks, we've been stirred from our sleep, and it's about time that that happened.
Tackett also offered an olive branch of sorts to Suhor.
I did not come to criticize him or to judge him. Christ doesn't give me the right to do that. Instead, as I said to Mr. Suhor, I've come tonight to pray for the council. We've come to pray for one another. And most importantly, I came to pray for Mr. Suhor.
Other speakers in the open forum used Bible chapter and verse to condemn Suhor's invocation. And then Suhor, minus the hooded robe, returned to address the council.
This should be a place where anybody can come and address their government without feeling like a minority, without being prayed over again and again, in a way that frankly is offensive.
The city clerk's office handles booking and setting up invocations for council meetings, but beyond that, there's no set protocol. Suhor urged the council to adopt rules consistent with the town of Greece, New York versus Galloway, the 2014 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that opens the door for all faiths, or the lack of faith, to open government meetings.
You need to set a time limit. You need to have random choosing. You need to invite anyone, not just a list of churches that somebody says we should invite these churches. That's ridiculous. If you cannot do that, then you need to drop this charade altogether.
A special meeting on invocation policy last week produced no changes. A proposal for a moment of silence before city council meetings was tossed beforehand by President Charles Baer. In a legal opinion in 2014, then-city attorney Rusty Wells said the current process meets constitutional muster. There's been no comment from current city attorney Licia Bowling. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.